You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner is with us now. Today, he gives us a bird's eye view of the immigrants who have settled in our region.
The United States is a nation of immigrants. Even Native Americans immigrated here thousands of years ago across the land bridge from Siberia. Excluding those early migrants, the majority were Europeans who arrived in waves beginning in the 1500s. Spanish explorers reached our region within a few generations of Columbus. They were seeking out the three G's, God, glory, and gold, although not necessarily in that order. Many early groups of conquistadors walked or rode through our region attempting to find what the Indians had told them was the seven cities of Cibola. The Spanish interpreted this as El Dorado, the cities of gold. What they didn't understand was that they had already discovered El Dorado, the great Mesoamerican cultures of the Mayans, the Incans, and the Aztecs. Later, the French arrived, seeking furs and the Northwest Passage, a river running from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Many place names are a corruption of the French names. Mississippi is an early French version of Michesip, spelled M-I-C-H-E-S-I-P-P-E, for the father of waters. The spelling of Ouachita is a French version of an Indian term meaning ford of a stream. Indeed, west of the Boston Mountains in Arkansas, you will find the same name starting not with O-U-A-C, but W-A-S-H. French influence is more predominant in Cajun and Creole South Louisiana than in Protestant North Louisiana, except in Natchitoches Parish, where it still retains most of its French heritage. Even the English were here as traders, and it's not uncommon to find shards of English trading china in cattle and archaeological sites. Other European cultures came to Louisiana, some extending into Texas. Off these, the Germans and the Swiss and the Italians were very prominent. A German socialist communal group settled east of Shreveport at a colony they called Germantown, near the present-day town of Minden, named for a city in Germany. Germans also went to Texas, settling most prominently in the hill country around Austin. In South Louisiana, Germans settled near Houma. This area became known as the German Coast and included Lake des Salamans, which means the Germans in French. Another wave of immigrants arrived nearly 40 years ago when Vietnamese boat people settled along the coastal parishes of Louisiana, particularly in and near St. Mary Parish. This was a perfect choice because it was similar to their homes in Southeast Asia. The early steamboat traffic on the Red River brought waves of immigrants seeking their fortunes. Oakland Cemetery in Shreveport has a large Jewish section, filled with the graves of German, Lithuanian, Russian, and Polish Jews. Most arrived as laborers, but successfully climbed the economic and social ladders, with their descendants today being among the most prominent families in Shreveport. Our metropolitan areas have added Greeks, Arabs, and South Asians, including Indians and Chinese, the latter of whom migrated primarily from Taiwan. The most recent wave is that of Hispanics from both Mexico and further south from several countries in Central America. Most Hispanics continue to hold Spanish as their primary language. When we say, "I am an American," it can reflect many different origins. Most immigrants assimilated into the culture and learned English. Although they all respect their heritage, many do not refer to themselves as what I call hyphenated Americans. They represent the American dream. Although some may still hyphenate to show distinctions, we must remember that they, like all of us, are Americans and part of our history, a history that matters.